Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 266 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Thanks. Thanks for being here. So, State of the Union, I didn't watch it. I was actually lucky. I am on the jazz cruise. I was watching a big band featuring Christian McBride and Diane Reeves. The funny part to me is that the ship was docked in Cozumel. So not only didn't I watch the State of the Union, I'm in Mexico. Why didn't I watch it? Come on, why watch it? What's going to be new? Trump's going to tell a bunch of lies. Republicans are going to just clap for bullshit. He gave an award to Rush Limbaugh, I think, of the Medal of Freedom or some award. You know, and people are upset about that. I'm not upset about it. I'm not surprised by it. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's his boy. Rush Limbaugh's been diagnosed with lung cancer, so Trump gave him an award. And people are like, he's a terrible person. Well, fuck, Trump's a terrible person. So why wouldn't a racist, misogynist, hateful, small-minded person like Trump give an award to a racist, misogynist, hateful, small-minded person like Rush Limbaugh? I mean, that just fits. So anyway, I didn't watch it. I've read a little bit about it. Just the same old lies, right? Trump taking credit for an economy that was handed to him growing by Barack Obama. And 2019 actually has been the slowest growth in years. So Trump hasn't really done anything for the economy. Stock market's doing great, but that doesn't affect the majority of Americans. Most America, too stupid to realize that rich people getting richer does nothing for them. Nothing. He also lied about protecting health insurance for people with pre-existing conditions, even as his administration does everything they can to dismantle Obamacare and any sort of health care. So, saying, you know, again, same old, same old. The Democrats, this Iowa caucus was the most ridiculous. First of all, can we stop it with the Iowa caucus and Iowa being the barometer of the presidential election? Iowa is in no way indicative of America. The demographics aren't the same as America. It's a rural state. America has become an urban-based nation. Stop it. And caucusing, they go to a gym and they yell at each other and line up or some nonsense. What the hell? And the hilarious thing is they couldn't get the results. The whole thing couldn't work because the app was down. They're using an app. They're using an app. Make it much easier for the Russians to get involved. Hey, Russia, here's a new app. You can crash or do whatever. Then they were trying to get the results by phone. And of course, the phone lines were overloaded. They might still have some woman, Clara, you know, plugging the wires in on the phone board, like to connect the calls. I don't know what they're doing in Iowa. All kidding aside, I've been to Iowa. I got friends in Iowa. It's a cool state, but stop it. Iowa's not. There are no black people in Iowa. There are no black people in Iowa. By the way, Mayor Pete had like a bunch of black people stand behind him during his victory speech or whatever. Would you stop it? There's nothing more insulting than using black people as props. Pete, you know there aren't that many black people in Iowa. The only reason there's black people in Iowa is there are a couple of major college sports teams there. You know it and I know it. Stop it. So, Mayor Pete, I guess he won, if you can call it that, but nobody actually knows. But let's say he won the Iowa caucus. Bernie was second, Elizabeth Warren third, Biden fourth. That doesn't mean anything. I don't know, especially considering there were voters in Iowa in the caucus. I guess they stand on one side of the gym and vote or whatever. And one woman was like, what? He's gay. Well, I want to change my vote. She asked. She didn't know that. The man was on the cover of Time magazine with his husband. She didn't know it. So, whatever. Let's get to what's important. The Super Bowl halftime show, as usual, has somehow upset America. This really has become a continual comedy of errors. So people are upset because if you saw the halftime show, just a bunch of ridiculously sexy and difficult and admired dance moves by Shakira and J-Lo. Now, it started out, to me, it started out funny when the day before the Super Bowl, Lady Gaga said, there better not be any lip syncing. Let me tell you something. I don't know if there was any singing going on. Nobody does, because the dance moves were too hot. They were ridiculous. Now, conservatives, conservative women, conservative pundits, talking heads, blah, 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 they're all upset. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was a half porn show. This is America. It was disgusting. I can't handle it. This is an empowering of women, blah, blah, blah. Okay, first of all, does your remote work? Just a simple question. Does your remote control work? You know how I avoid watching Fox News? I have a remote control. And when I'm changing channels and I hit that Fox News channel, I just keep going. If you didn't like the halftime show, hit a button and don't watch the halftime show. If you think it's too adult for your children, turn the channel. That's all. That's all it takes. Now, the responses to this have been just absolutely brilliant. People have been shutting down these hypocritical trolls in magnificent ways. Let's once again make no mistake, it's because it's two Latin women. I'm not even a huge J-Lo fan. I mean, she's okay. I'm not one way or the other. You know, she's just a performer who does a great job. But one thing I did like was she had her daughter singing, wrapped in a Puerto Rican flag, singing Born in the USA. Because these people don't know that Puerto Rico is part of the United States of America. So kudos to her on that one. And Shakira sang in different languages. It was hot. It was hot. I've told you before, I'll stand by this. The city of Miami should be rated R. Do you understand? Have you ever been to Miami? Do you know how sexy that city is? So actually, this halftime show was perfect. Perfect for Miami. Two Latinx women, super sexy, hot dancing. It's Miami. So it was great. So, you know, and okay, first of all, if you're a conservative woman and you're upset about this, hope you're okay with being grabbed by the pussy. All right, let's be honest. Let's be honest. When Trump said he'll grab a woman by the pussy, you had no problem with that. You supported it when he called Rosie O'Donnell a pig, when he made menstruation jokes about Megyn Kelly, and on and on. Any misogynistic thing he's done, it's been fine. As a matter of fact, you usually find a Bible verse to back him up on it. But two Latin women dance sexy, you lose your mind. Another thing pointed out, and this was beautifully pointed out on Twitter, cheerleaders. NFL cheerleaders are very sexy women, scantily clad, who dance. You haven't lost your mind. Check out the Dallas Cowgirls, the most famous NFL cheerleaders, and their outfits. I think when they kick their legs up, you might see a little crotch. Just saying, might see a little, you know, when you run into church on Sunday and a Dallas cowgirl kicks up her legs, something hot's going on. Not to mention they reveal much more cleavage and midriff than J-Lo or Shakira did. But pole dancing? Yeah, it was pole dancing. So Cirque du Soleil. Try pole dancing. Before you knock it, try it. Unbelievable shape. Also, people, of course, pointed out the hypocrisy of last year. Adam Levine, or is that how he pronounces it? Levine? I don't even know. The guy from Maroon 5? No shirt on for the whole show. Women grabbing and pawing at him. That wasn't porn. That was America. That was good old American man, sexy man, with no shirt on. Good for America. Not like a hot Puerto Rican woman with scantily... Eh, shut up. The absolute best tweet, the mic drop, comes from a guy named Dan Regan, who said, "The Super Bowl halftime show did give a bad message to kids. The message is that normal people in their late 40s have that much energy." Not even in their late 40s. J-Lo's 50. 50. Unreal. That's one hot 50. I'm 57 and I didn't have that at 50. I don't think I had that at 40. May not have had it at 30. J-Lo is kicking. So is Shakira. So kudos to both ladies on a Super Bowl halftime show. Well done. Oh, and in other news, there was actually a football game. And it was a pretty good game. And Kansas City Chiefs won. Those would be the Kansas City Chiefs in Missouri, not the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas, which are the ones that Trump congratulated after the game because he's a complete fucking idiot. Yeah, but some people say easy mistake to make. When you're the president of the United States, you might want to know where Kansas City is. Just saying. Other people say, well, the New York Giants played in New Jersey. Yes, but they played in New York for years and years and years, and that's why they were called the New York Giants. The Kansas City Chiefs have always played in Kansas City, Missouri. So stop it. Stop covering for him, or so help me, grab you by the pussy. Which is okay. It's been proven. Let us continue with my ramblings. Oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes was the winning quarterback in the Super Bowl, and he did another fourth quarter comeback, was great. But what I learned, and this is very interesting to me because I'm old enough to remember when he played, their offensive coordinator is a coach named Eric Bieniemy. And Eric Bieniemy is a brilliant offensive coordinator. He's worked with this team and other teams, led them to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl, will not get a head coaching offer. Now, the NFL has a huge problem with this about lack of black coaches simply because they won't hire black coaches. To those who don't know football, the quickest way to get the head coaching job is to be a winning offensive coordinator. Okay, Shanahan, who the coach for San Francisco 49ers, held this position for Atlanta, and by the way, who fell apart in the Super Bowl and lost, but it led to his head coaching position. Of course, his name being Shanahan and his father having been an NFL coach certainly didn't hurt. But over and over, offensive coordinators become NFL head coaches, and no one will give a job to Eric Bieniemy. Of course, they say it has nothing to do with him being black, but how much more does he have to win before it's like, this guy can coach? I don't even understand that kind of racism. You know, it's one thing when you're racist, but when you're racist and you hurt yourself, I don't get it, right? So, like, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, why would you don't want to hire, like, you'd rather lose than hire a black head coach? That's surprising to me. Eric Bieniemy, if he worked with Dak Prescott, who's a brilliant young quarterback in the NFL, like Patrick Mahomes, why would you not want him to be your coach? He's a winner. He just won a Super Bowl. Why wouldn't you hire him? It's like you're that caught up in the Kaepernick and the anti-black thing that talk about shooting off your toes to spite your foot. What the hell? Oh, by the way, they were kind of losing their minds over Jay-Z and Beyonce not standing for the national anthem, and then they showed Trump at Mar-a-Lago dancing around like an idiot during the national anthem, and he kind of dropped. Let's not mention Jay-Z because Trump's acting like a 12-year-old during the national anthem. Yeah, again, President of the United States versus a rapper. Maybe the president's supposed to show a little more respect. Maybe. Can we talk? I say, can we talk when actually I'm doing all the talking? So I guess I can talk about whatever I want. Okay. If you did not know Kobe Bryant personally, if you're not involved with his family, if you're not a player who played ball with him or a coach who worked with him or have some connection, stop it. Okay, stop it. Respect the family. Stop making this about you. You're not still crying. It's not your personal tragedy. Just because you went to a Laker game or you once touched a basketball does not make you Kobe's best friend. It really is getting tiring at this point. Not the respect. not the tributes, not the debates. It's being debated. People are talking about the sexual assault charges, and there are reasonable debates on that side saying that they weren't, you know, that you can bring that up as part of his life history. Okay, and I'm not going to get into that debate with you. You have a right to if you're a person who's involved with that and with sexual abuse, rape, sexual violence of some sort, and you're like, well, don't not mention that was part of Kobe. Yeah, Kobe went through that. He apologized, and he seemed to have cleaned up who he was and become a better person. And it's a shame he went through it, and it was horrible, no doubt, for the woman. But that's okay if you want to talk about that. But stop pretending it affects you personally at this point, okay? The tributes have been done. The memorials have been made. Obviously, there's going to be a statue and a dedication ceremony. Nike's going to do something big and so on. And that's all part of it. I'm talking about these people who are still talking about it like they're, you know, like they knew him. It seems ridiculous to me. So and so many of them are making it about them. You ever people like that when there's a tragedy or something and they start one line about the tragedy, then everything about how it's affected them. You want to honor Kobe's legacy? Be a dad. When he died, he was being a dad. He was taking his daughter to her basketball game. You want to honor Kobe? Be a good dad. That would be a brilliant way to honor him, okay? Particularly if you have a daughter. Get her in sports. Get her active. Doing something. That would be fantastic. What a tribute to him to do that. And that would even with the sexual assault charge and so forth, the fact that you're helping a woman to honor as an honor to Kobe. You see how that works? That would be good. But stop the look at me, I'm sadder than you. That's the game. I'm sadder than you over Kobe. Stop it. Finally, oh, by the way, Groundhog Day was this week, and winter's supposed to end early, and it's warm in New York, so maybe that's true. But is finally the right term? Yeah, because it's my last topic. It's Black History Month. Do something. Learn something. African Americans have contributed to this country more than will ever be credited or acknowledged, or history doesn't get it right. I mean, they tried to change the history books. My favorite one was in Texas when they tried to change the slaves into migrant farm workers or something. But anyway, learn something. Right now, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they seem to have found one of the mass graves from the 1921 Tulsa Massacre. Now, when you hear all this talk about Black people need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, well, we were. Black people were. And in 1921, they had a Black Wall Street in Tulsa that would banking and investments and money, and white people didn't like it. So they burned it down and they killed all of them. They killed everyone, killed them in the streets. They massacred them. Did you know that? You should. So read about something like that. There's a great article I've read about Black people that you may have never heard of. Claudette Colvin, at 15 years old, refused to give up her seat on the bus and was arrested before Rosa Parks. Bessie Coleman, I knew about this one. First African-American woman to get a pilot's license. Just very interesting people. It's a lot of history. Madam C.J. Walker, America's first female self-made millionaire. Not just Black, but America's first female self-made millionaire. Hair products all through nationwide. She built a big company, built an empire. On and on. Shirley Chisholm, the first Black woman elected to Congress, and so on. Okay? These are very interesting people, very interesting information. Do something. Go to a museum. I've been to the African American History Museum in D.C., and I've been to the Civil Rights Museum in Memphis. both fascinating. Memphis, a lot of emotion at that one. But go to that. Or art, some African-American art, just to see it, to see what's being done. Anything, read a book, I don't know. But don't do what the politicians do and pretend to have a black friend or pretend to care. That's insulting. Don't do that. All right? Let's learn a little about each other. Let's learn each other a little about each other's cultures so maybe we can treat each other as a little more human. How great would that be? I know it's not allowed under this administration. Speaking of this administration, did you hear the wall blew down? Yeah, where Calexico and Mexicali meet, the wall blew down. So perhaps Trump, in building the greatest wall ever, you should build one that would withstand the old huffing and puffing. Perhaps you should talk to the third little pig about how to build a stronger wall. Sad. I'm getting back to dry land, people. It's my last week on the ship. Next week, Valentine's weekend, I'm going to be at Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City. Never been there, so I look forward to that. I'm taping an episode of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. February is also going to take me to Milwaukee. I got a couple of shows in L.A. I'm getting back, and I'm hitting it, and I love it. I love you. Thanks for listening. Who's paying attention? As always, you guys are. The halftime show was fantastic. Study it. You'll thank yourself. Watch it at least a few times. It's Miami. Hot. Great game. We're heading to the NBA All-Star game next weekend. That's always fun. Dunk contests, et cetera, et cetera. Stay warm, even though most of the country is, but stay warm. It's February. Be good to yourself. And State of the Union, there's no need for that. Give yourself a break. Just read about it in PolitiFacts. They'll tell you all the lies. Thank you. Good night.